A poor woman had three sons. They all lived together in a small house. The eldest son left to find work. He was gone for almost a year. When he came back, he was badly injured. He was missing a large, thick patch of skin from his back. The young man explained what had happened. "I found a master called the Gray Churl," he said. "But he made me agree to a terrible thing. I would work for him for 1 year, doing everything he asked. But if I left before 1 year was up, then he could take the skin off my back. He was so horrible to me that finally I quit one day, although I tried hard to stay. So he took the skin off my back in payment." The poor mother was shocked. She sobbed for hours. The middle son was outraged. He said, "I will have my revenge." His mother begged him not to go. But the middle son left the next day to meet the Gray Churl. He came back almost a year later. He too was missing a large, thick patch of skin from his back. He told the same story as the eldest. The mother cried even more. Now, two of her sons had been hurt by the Gray Churl. The youngest was a brave boy named Jack. He said, "I will take revenge on that horrible man. We need money, and he needs to be taught a lesson." His mother and brothers begged him not to go, but he left for the Gray Churl's house the very next day. That evening, Jack found the Gray Churl at home. They made a bargain right then and there.
"If you refuse to do something I command," the Gray Churl said, "then you will lose a month's wages."
"I agree," Jack replied. "But you have to pay me a month's wages if you stop me from doing something you command."
"Fine," the Gray Churl said. "Also, I will take a patch of skin from your back if you quit before a year is up."
"Agreed," Jack said. "But I may take a patch of skin from your back if you fire me before a year is up."
The agreement was written down and signed by Jack and his new master. Jack started work the next day. His master worked him hard in the fields. Then they headed back to the house for dinner. The Gray Churl gave Jack a small bowl of beans and got himself a huge plate of turkey. Jack finished his beans and looked hungrily at his master's plate. When his master looked away, Jack stole some turkey. His master noticed and Jack explained,
"If you want me to work hard, then you must feed me well."
The Gray Churl was angry, but could do nothing. Jack worked hard for a few days, but his master still was not feeding him well. One morning, Jack got his small breakfast and ate it all in one bite. Then he asked the master's wife for lunch. The woman thought that Jack would eat it in the fields, so she gave it to him. Jack ate his entire lunch right there. The woman was surprised. Then Jack said,
"If I get my dinner now, then I can take it to the fields with me, and I won't be back until after dinner."
The woman liked this idea, so she gave Jack his dinner. Jack ate the entire meal right away. Then Jack went to find his master. He asked,
"What do the servants do after they eat their dinner?"
His master said,
"Go to bed."
"All right, thanks," Jack said.
Jack walked back into the kitchen and crawled into his small bed near the fire. Not long after he had fallen asleep, the Gray Churl came into the room. When he saw Jack, he was furious.
He shook Jack awake and shouted,
"What do you think you are doing, you lazy idiot?"
Jack explained, "You told me that servants went to bed after they ate their dinner. I already ate my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now I am in bed."
His master shouted,
"I don't care. You need to get to work right now."
"All right," Jack said, "but now you owe me a month's wages."
"What?"
his master said, surprised. "Did you forget our bargain?" Jack asked.
The master thought, and then he remembered. If he told Jack to stop doing something he had commanded, then he had to pay Jack a month's wages. He was furious, but he paid Jack. Afterward, the gray churl decided that he would get rid of Jack. But he could not fire him, because then Jack would take skin from his back. He thought long and hard and came up with a plan. The gray churl sent three of his cows to the butcher. He did not tell Jack. The next day, he told Jack to go looking for the three missing cows. Jack asked where he should look. His master replied,
"Every place likely and unlikely."
Jack went out to look for the cows. Not finding them in any likely places, he climbed onto the roof of the house. Jack started pulling straw out from the roof. By the time his master arrived home from work, Jack had removed the straw from more than half the roof. The gray churl shouted up to Jack to stop what he was doing. Jack shouted down,
"Then you owe me another month's wages."
"What?"
Jack's master shouted.
"I didn't tell you to take the straw from my roof."
"No," Jack agreed. "But you did tell me to look for the cows in every place, likely and unlikely. I'm looking for them in the straw."
"You idiot!"
his master shouted in anger.
"You are fired."
"So be it," Jack said. "Now I must take a patch of skin from your back."
The gray churl begged and begged, but Jack tied him down, then started sharpening his knife. The gray churl cried out,
"I will pay you 4 years' wages if you let me keep my skin."
Jack thought for a second, then agreed. The gray churl gave Jack a large bag of gold, and Jack left for home. When Jack arrived home, he spilled the gold all over the table. His brothers and mother jumped for joy. Jack was alive, and now they were rich. What an amazing boy!